What is up, guys? Mike Roscoe here with episode 9 of the Road to Online Retail Success podcast. And in this episode, it's going to be like a follow-up of the previous episode, and I'm going to get into more detail about what exactly retail is. You know, because last episode I spoke upon, you know, the difference between traditional retail, aka brick and mortar stores, and online retail. And I touched on selling on platforms like Amazon and how Amazon has allowed third-party sellers like myself to make an extra side income. And it's fairly passive. I mean, building the foundation takes some work, but overall, your products are listed online. And as I spoke about e-commerce, you know, you're making sales constantly. As long as you're listing, if there's a buyer on the other end and he's on at midnight and you're not even active, you're asleep, you could still make a sale. So it's a fairly passive business. I don't want to say it's completely passive, because you still need to like monitor the pricing, and you always want to keep building your relationship with your suppliers. That's probably the most important aspect of the entire business, actually, in everything in life. But in this specific business, you want to build a relationship with your supplier, because that's when, you know, more benefits arise. And I'm not going to get into that right now, but just so you know, it's not completely passive, but it's far more passive than a brick and mortar retail. And of course, you can always outsource the work, like running through spreadsheets or, you know, viewing the deals sent on your email list. But anyway, last episode I spoke upon the entire e-commerce world, you know, the difference between brick and mortar and online, but the principles are the exact same. And I also spoke upon the different business models online. And now in this episode, I want to speak specifically about retail, because that's the best business model. It has been the best business model when it comes to selling products for many, many, many years. And like I said, they've been doing retail, we can call it retail, since, I can't even remember. Like, people were trading, what did I use last episode? I used 10 sticks for 2 rocks. I mean, that's bartering. That's essentially retail. But with bartering, you're trading one product for another product. In retail, you're selling one product in exchange for some sort of monetary value. Okay? So what is retail? Retail is the sale of goods or services from a business to an end consumer. Now, typically, retail goes through a chain of distribution, and I'm going to touch on how this retail chain works in a little bit. But if you're a retailer, you're dealing with the customers, directly with the customers. But it's actually pretty funny, because if you're an online retail company, and like I touched upon in the previous episode, if you're selling FBA, Amazon's actually going to deal with the customers for you. So you don't even have to worry about that, which is crazy. But if you're selling FBM on Amazon, then you have to deal with the retailers yourself, which is why, you know, I push more FBA, because number one, buy box sales, which make up, I think, 86% of the sales on Amazon. It's over 80%. Which is crazy. And number two, Amazon deals with all that stuff. They deal with the picking, the packing, the shipping, and the customer service and the returns, all that, thus making your business more passive, right? Now, if you owned a brick and mortar store, of course you would have to deal with the customer's returns and the customer service yourself. But as a retailer, you, as the retailer, are dealing with the customers directly, okay? Now, if you're a retailer, essentially all you're doing is finding products at a lower cost and selling those same products to customers at a higher price. So, as I spoke about last episode, you know, it's crazy how people just try to find that one home run product that everybody else is looking for, instead of just selling products that already sell. You know, big name brand products already sell. These companies pump millions and millions of dollars in advertising. Now, instead of you trying to, you know, find a one home run product, slap your own brand on it, and try to market it as like some high quality good, why don't you just sell stuff that already sells? You know, it just blows my mind. And then I always get, oh, well, what if I don't have any money to start a retail business? Okay, well, there are companies that don't have an MOQ. For those of you who don't know what an MOQ is, minimum order quantity. And, you know, like, there are ways to leverage capital. You're not limited to your own money. There are ways to use other people's money. And I'm not going to go into detail about that now, but it's so funny. People just always make an excuse for everything. It's just, it blows my mind. Take action. Be smart about it. Learn from the right people. Learn from people who have already done it. Stop making excuses and take action. This business model has worked for hundreds of years. So if you're just sitting there and thinking, oh, this is a bunch of crap, like, oh, no, you can't make any money doing this. Okay, well, then go talk to Walmart. Go talk to Target. Go talk to Macy's. Go talk to Pharmapacks. Go talk to E-Tails. Go talk to Avalanche Brands. Go talk to these companies. And tell me what they're saying about that, okay? I'm going to say it again. Retail has worked for hundreds of years. It is the oldest business model in the book. And now, what's crazy is you're in a perfect opportunity because the selling of goods is transitioning from brick and mortar to online. And Amazon has made it so easy for all of us because they do all the hard work for us. All we're doing is we're buying from authorized suppliers, shipping that product directly to the warehouses, and that's getting shipped directly to consumers. And Amazon deals with the customer service. So it doesn't get any easier than this. So people can make all the excuses in the world. But guess what? At the end of the day, this business model has worked for hundreds of years. And the top Amazon sellers do this business model. Okay? I mean, that should be enough for it to click in people's brains, right? So as promised before, I'm going to go over how the retail chain works. Now, obviously, it starts off with the brand owner. Now, the brand owner is either going to manufacture all the units themselves, or they're going to sign an agreement with another manufacturer to manufacture their products for them. Now, these manufacturers specialize in making tons and tons and tons of units, right? They don't deal with the customers. They don't even want to deal with the retailers half the time. I mean, if you're a retailer that has tons of money, like Walmart, then yeah, you could probably buy directly from the manufacturer. But for those of you just starting off, I don't think you have enough capital to do this. I mean, they make so many units. That's what they specialize in, is just pumping out tons and tons of units. So these manufacturers, they work with distribution companies and sometimes, like I said, big box retailers like Walmart and sometimes wholesalers, right? Now, unlike us as retailers, these distribution companies have the capital and the warehousing to purchase the products directly from the manufacturers. I've even heard of manufacturers requiring a minimum of $10 million to purchase off of them. So yeah, unless you have $10 million, well, not every manufacturer's like that, but some of these big brands require millions of dollars to purchase from. So unless you have that, it's going to be tough for retailers to, you know, purchase from these manufacturers, which is why distributors exist, because they have that capital and that warehouse spacing. Now, these distributors, they'll sell directly to retailers like me and hopefully future you, and wholesalers. Now, those wholesalers sell to retailers as well. And us retailers, we sell directly to consumers. So as retailers, our main goal is to find the distribution companies and wholesale companies that have the cheapest prices. That's our main goal. And that are authorized, meaning they have the legal rights to sell these brands. And keep in mind, if the distributor you're purchasing product from is authorized to legally sell these big name brand products, that means you're automatically, as the retail, authorized to sell these products as well. So again, your goal is to find the best distribution companies or wholesalers, build relationships with them so you can get the cheapest prices possible. That way you can sell the goods consistently, get the consistent source of goods to the end consumer, your customers. That way they get what they want and you make the most amount of profit possible. And keep in mind, all retail companies start somewhere. It doesn't matter how small you are. As long as you're buying at a lower cost and selling at a higher price while selling products that consumers already demand, doing proper product research, your business will grow. I mean, you really think Sam Walton just woke up one day and Walmart was the size it is now? No, he started somewhere, okay? It doesn't really matter where you start. Just starting is what you need to do. But honestly, Amazon has made it so easy for people like me and you to start up a retail company. They do essentially everything for us, as I've stated. But then some people will tell me, oh, well, this retail chain, why? How does it work? Like, why would it work? Well, first of all, brand owners, they need somebody to manufacture their product in order to sell it. You need a physical product to sell. And these manufacturers, they specialize in just making things. They don't care about selling to the end consumer at all. So they sell directly to distribution companies or big box retailers or wholesalers, right? They don't want to deal with any of that stuff. They just make the product. That's all they do. Now, these distribution companies, they have the capital and the warehousing. Okay, and they don't want to deal with the customers, right? So us retailers, we buy directly from them and we're the ones that deal with the customers. But like I said, Amazon actually deals with them when you sell FBA. But us retailers, us brick and mortar, online, whatever, we're the ones that deal with the customers. Distribution companies and wholesalers, they do not want to deal with customers. Their business model is to just flip product as fast as possible and make a smaller margin on them. That's all they do. So this retail chain that has worked for hundreds of years, it benefits everyone, including the customers, because they get what they want. So customers get what they want. We make our profit as retailers. Distribution companies, they make their profit. You know, they're smaller margins than us, but they make their profit. They also move larger amounts of quantities way faster than us. So they're happy. And manufacturers, they make the stuff and they make money off of it, right? So that's how the retail chain works, and that's why it works, because everybody benefits. Now, again, I can't stress this enough, but you need to be buying from authorized suppliers. You know, suppliers that are legally licensed to sell these brands. They have full permission to sell these brands. And those full rights allow you, as a retailer, to resell a brand's products. And if you do so choose to open up an online retail company, keep in mind, if you're not purchasing from authorized suppliers, Amazon can suspend you. Yeah. You know why? Because they want real products on their market. They don't want counterfeit products. They want you to buy from legit authorized distribution companies. It's the legal way to be a retailer. It's the correct way to sell on Amazon. So all I have to say is keep this business simple. If you're going to start an online retail business, keep it simple. It's one of the easiest businesses to start. And I'm going to end this episode with what I think are the three most important pieces of this business model. Number one, networking and building relationships with suppliers. I mean, in every business, you know, building relationships and networking is crucial, but in this one specifically, because they have the power, they can give you the best prices possible. So if you build a relationship with a supplier and you get the cheapest pricing, that means you get more profit, right? So networking and building relationships with suppliers is number one. Number two, ROI, return on investment. How much profit you made off of your investment. Now, obviously, this is extremely important, because if not, then you wouldn't be in business, because your business relies on profit. Now, I typically shoot for at least a 10% return a month, which is absolutely insane if you think about it, because the average stock market investor shoots for 12% per year. So 10% per month, 12% per year, it's quite a difference. But anyway, sometimes I'll go as low as like 7% if the product sells really fast. But anyway, I shoot for 10% a month. And the third thing, the third most important piece is turnover rate. How fast you buy and sell your products. This is very important because you don't want to be stuck with tons of inventory. You want to do the proper product research and you want to sell products that already sell. Big name brand products. You want to sell these products because customers already want them. So networking, ROI, and turnover rate. Those are the three most important pieces in this business model. And like I said, if you plan on starting your own online retail company, keep it simple. Buy products at a lower cost from authorized suppliers, sell them at a higher price. That's all it is. It's a simple business model. So keep it simple. All right, guys. So thanks for listening. I appreciate it. Thanks for listening to episode 9. And in the next episode, make sure you tune in because I'm going to be expanding more on online retail. And you're not going to want to miss it. So again, thanks, guys, for listening. And look forward to seeing you soon.